G'day, and welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot on Monday the 14th of July, the year 2014. If you are a Christian, Jesus Christ wants to be number one in your life. He wants to be number one in the life of all those who have chosen to follow him. Jesus wants supremacy over everything in your life, including family, friends, and possessions. Indeed, over your own self. Alas, that's a cost too high for some. Within the Gospels, there is the story told of Jesus' encounter with a man. We will call him Basil. Basil runs up to Jesus. Basil wants eternal life. Basil wants it now. And Basil asks Jesus about how to get it. This man has fully kept the commandments listed by Jesus. However, when Jesus says to the man that in order to follow him, Basil would have to give up all his wealth and possessions in order to have treasure in heaven and eternal life, Basil turns around and leaves disconsolate and shattered. The life of Basil, this rich young ruler, reflected a life of absorption with his own self-interest and self-importance. It was a step too far for Basil. He wanted his riches and he also wanted everlasting life. But Jesus said he could not have both. And this man, Basil, well, he remains the only person that we know of who left Jesus' presence sorrowful, and that was due to his putting trust in himself, his riches, and his wealth alone. Now, riches and wealth in and of themselves are not necessarily wrong. But for Basil, well, he wasn't willing to make the sacrifice required to follow Jesus. He couldn't count the cost of following Jesus. Was too high a price for him to pay. What have you given up in and as a result of your decision to follow Jesus? Making sacrifices to follow Jesus is all part of following Jesus. Jesus Christ demands his being number one and supreme over everything else in your life. Yourself, your family, other people, and material goods, including money and possessions. Those areas of your life which God calls sinful, but you call it your right, your nature, just the way you are. God wants all of you for himself. God is a jealous God. And this jealous God is also the God of love. You can hand all things over to him, and if you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, it will be done much easier and with less struggle than if you try to do it in your own strength. Go into this new week determined to be living for God in all facets of life, and then you will be salt and light for God in your community. Thank you.